Yo, hello, hello out there. It's your boy OG Bob. It's a quarantine radio. We back. Quarantine for days. Trying to tell these niggas. They're trying to stop us, boy.
Chill, OG. I want Tory coming at our heads now.
We have quarantine podcast. Yo. Since 89, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Yo, shout out to my nigga Tory Lanez, bro. You doing his thing.
Nigga Tory Lanez and Boosie Badass. Them two men right there got Instagram jumping, kid.
Nah, it's really a problem, man.
These girls are just shaking their butts in these loose clothings, and I don't know how their parents feel about it because they probably don't know. And if their parents did know, my God.
Oh my God, son, should be late. Nah, this nigga, yo, Tory Lanez definitely been entertaining me throughout this whole quarantine. Shout out to Bleach, reread that. She was fire. Shout out to all the shonen that have been coming out consistently. Shout out to all the manga that's just been like, fuck it. We're going to drop heat. I don't give a fuck. Thank you, Oda. Thank you, Horikoshi. Thank you, Shirai.
And on a good note,
Godeji.
OG. Out new chapters have returned on us.
I ain't gonna get into that.
We ain't gonna get into it this episode, but yes,
y'all ready for that. Y'all ain't ready
new
for that.
Chapters of Out have been translated for those who can find it.
This shit crazy.
Shit, I ain't gonna spoil it because I don't know it either.
I ain't gonna spoil it either. I ain't never been a spoiler. I ain't giving shit.
Yes, OG.
Oh, I was saying, play internet games, a popular Twitter trend that's going on right now. Especially in the anti-Twitter community.
Okay.
Red pill, blue pill.
Red pill, blue pill, bro.
Red pill,
blue Explain pill. Explain it for me now.
Red pill, blue pill is originated from the Matrix.
Matrix, where, yeah. I remember that.
Morpheus would ask
Neo if he wanted to take this route or if he wanted to take that route and yada, 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 yada.
Each pill, you know, represented a choice.
Yeah.
So on Twitter, everybody decides to do red pill, blue pill with anime characters. So I had one that I seen and I wanted to ask you, and I just wanted to get it from the horse's mouth. Make my mans make a tough decision.
Okay.
You
know I'm about it. Go ahead.
Red pill, Naruto, Sasuke. Blue pill, Goku, Vegeta.
Who about you, Zin?
Yeah.
Blue pill.
Why would you pick the blue pill?
Because DBZ been there before Naruto. Respectfully.
That's a fact.
Respectfully.
That's respect. I'm picking a red pill all day. Suu to the fucking beehive. You know the vibes, nigga. Fuck that nigga Goku. if it came down to it, nah, fuck that nigga Goku. Fuck that nigga Vegeta, nigga. It's Naruto all day, nigga.
OG. I ain't even gonna try to play it. When you on Facebook, when you on all these social media accounts, like DBZ is constantly popping up the most out of all of these.
I mean,
things.
DBZ ain't never gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, man. I mean, exactly. Like, it's never gonna die out. So, how can you choose?
But not like to just like to our generation, DBZ is like that. Even like niggas who don't watch anime know Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, because they grew up in it in their childhood. You was in the schoolyard. You was pretending. You was playing Gohan.
Yo, the next generation, they already know the time it is, bro. It's Naruto and Sasuke, nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga. You old ass niggas, nigga. Ultra Instinct. You know who did Ultra Instinct first? Ichigo. You know who did Ultra Instinct first before Goku?
Jace, where are you?
Sage Mode Naruto. Sage Mode Naruto. I can name 100, not even 100, but let's say I can name several more anime characters that went and achieved Ultra Instinct where you're in a meditative state. Who? Come on, you can even come on. You're in a meditative state. You're letting everything flow like water and you can sense everything around you. And you just make the best, and like you just make the best move.
Yeah, that sounds like the Avatar to me, bro.
Come on, bro. Like, but I'm not shitting, bro. Like, don't get it twisted. It's perfect. Nah, everything is perfect.
Like I say, it all depends because battle scenes and animation have definitely developed. Like DBZ was 90s, Naruto is more new 2000s, and 2000s feel was a little bit more thrilling.
Come on, bro. Let's just keep it upside. Who had the best fighting choreography, bro.
Both of them? No, I'm not even gonna hold you. Naruto got the best fighting. Got
Dragon
the better.
Dragon Ball. I may give it to niggas. Dragon Ball.
I only say DBZ because of the transformations. Like, niggas wanted to see niggas ascend to a different power level. Like, niggas wanted to see you do higher. Like, Gohan Super Saiyan 2, Goku going Super Saiyan when he was versing Frieza, Vegeta doing it for the first time when he was facing the androids, Trunks coming out and killing Frieza with one slash with the sword, like, transformation. When fucking Goku goes in GT and he fucking goes Super Saiyan 4, fucking transforms and goes 8, transformation. Go get Brolic now.
Transformation wise, yes, they do have it. But, man, with the Dragon Ball Z and they just, like, over-climactic, like, transformations, bro. Like, niggas be sitting there screaming for 5 minutes. And then the episode is 24 minutes. That shit I ain't like.
Yeah, but...
I mean, you know, things get better over time, right?
That's all... Animes nowadays have fillers, and they're always heavy on fillers. But can your fillers be cool, or can your fillers be whack?
I mean, what do I got to do with them goddamn five-minute transformations and niggas going... Word. And then you got King Kana back. Goku's been training for almost 500 years.
But I mean, then you could say the same thing with Naruto, because they wait till, like, how long did they wait until Sasuke activated his Sharingan?
How long?
Like, I mean, it wasn't long, but like, I mean,
he wasn't screaming for 5 minutes for the shit the motherfucker transformed.
The episodes
it was
drag.
A dire situation. And
anime wise, the episodes drag, bro. I'm not even capping to you. Like, the episodes drag.
And Naruto?
Yes, bro.
It's a matter of opinion,
yeah, but I just feel like,
no, I give it to you because I remember I was watching this opposite shit and I was like, oh, this shit is really dragging. I give it to you. Yeah, some Naruto fights they do drag too. I ain't gonna hold you, but when niggas start that fighting shit, bro, hand to hand, it's just because, like, I feel like Dragon Ball Z is.
It's two types of different fighting, though.
That's what I mean. But, like, when Naruto is like, okay, it's fantasy, but at the same time, it's attainable. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, especially with the hand-in-hand, especially with the moves with, like, what's name? And then, like, I always like an anime that's not real, but it make you... It's so close to, like... It just crosses that line between reality and fantasy. And becoming a ninja and doing techniques, that's out of the order. But the way they move their characters and centralize them and how they use their sense of gravity, mm-hmm. it's realistic. Like, just say if they was able to do it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus you're flying in the air, floating, and then y'all niggas shooting beams and doing shit like that. And I don't know, like, ninjutsu was just the coolest. Like, first of all, everybody loves ninjas, bro. Like, 90s, for real. Like, look at all the ninja movies that came out in the early 80s, the late 80s, early 90s.
Fucking,
Three Ninjas. Three Little Ninjas, I think. What's the shit with Bill Russell? It was Ninjas in there.
I wasn't even going to bring up that one.
Then they got American Ninja.
Karate Kid. I mean, like, yeah.
Niggas love that hand to hand, bro. And ninjas, period, bro, is cool. Look at fucking One Piece. When niggas was looking for Raizo. These niggas was geek. Niggas love ninjas.
They still was in the Wado League. They still show Wado episodes now.
Only Wabon Group. That's a bunch of ninjas, nigga.
That's a fact.
I'm just saying, like, ninjas is lit. But it's more attainable. It's more realistic because people actually fought ninjas. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't never fighting no Super Saiyan aliens.
You could
monkey.
Even look at, what is it? The anime that has all of those cool ninjas, Nicotine was one of them. The nigga who could camouflage in with all of them. I forget that name of the anime, bro.
Name what was the central plot?
It was like, there was a movie where the guy was poisoned. And he was poisoned when he had to kiss the bitch.
I know you're talking about.
Is it Ninja Gaiden?
Ninja Gaiden.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Buggy, yeah.
Yeah.
Early 80s, like early 90s. Yeah. Or Flames of... I mean, Flames of Rekka was ninja?
Yeah, Flames of Rekka was it. Yeah, they was like ninjas. So it was fire. But speaking of ninjas, like, shout out Lil Uzi Vert.
Yo. Uzi has been in his bag lately. Sasuke
was trending number 3 on Twitter, and then Naruto Shippuden trended number 1 on Twitter after the song came out.
Oh, I know you're happy.
Son, all I was doing in my life was playing Sasuke, bro. Because you already know, this is number 1 Sasuke hype, number 1 Sasuke fan. You feel me? We was getting crazy. It was getting crazy.
So we gotta definitely shout out these new chapters that definitely came out. But I have not been disappointed. Like One Piece stay coming with the heat. Always stay dropping chapters, dropping knowledge, dropping scenes, beautiful art scenes.
Beautiful.
Fucking Dr. Stone is also beautiful. The voyage of going to different continent. Now they are in America. What else? We have Chainsaw Man with the crazy fight scene with Doll Devil and Makemon right now. Santa Claus.
Yo, then we got Black Clover. Luck has tapped in to the ancient rune magic and beat the shit out of one of the Dark Triad underlings. And then we have My Hero Academy. They finally reached Shigaraki. My girl Merkel is down right now. It's a lot going on, bro. It's really crazy.
Has Shigaraki showed himself, bro?
I mean, if you remember from the last the previous episode, yeah. Merkel, she's in like the deep part of the hidden laboratory where the good doctor is experimenting on Shigaraki. He's definitely taking him to the next level. I don't know if he's infusing some type of quirk into him, but he's definitely getting some type of power. And she's going down to the secret lab. She's fighting like five normals. She lost her arm already. Mm-hmm. And she still passed all of the motherfuckers and reaches the fucking Shigaraki's tube where he's like, you know, he's in a bunch of water like a tube, like Vegeta when he was regenerating himself on planet Namek and Frieza's ship. Yeah. Like that little situation right there.
Okay.
So he's in that. And she manages to reach him and like break the glass that he's in. So it's like it's gripping. Like everything is fucking crazy right now, to be honest.
I hear you.
Let's start off with the One Piece though.
Yeah, bro. We like since we haven't been and apologies, guys. Like, quarantine has definitely put us in a lot of restrictions. Like, we're following the rules like everyone else. So we're trying our best to. You know, we've seen a lot of people, probably close family members, of dying left and right. I've lost residents in the nursing home where I work at. It's a lot of tragic losses, but times are getting better for us, people. We just got to just stay indoors, stay isolated, keep away, like, keep 6 feet, put your mask, your gloves on, take all precautions.
You know the vibes.
But yes, bro. We just gonna skim it. Chapter 977 and chapter 978.
I mean, the overview of the chapter.
Yeah. 977, Jinbei returns. Everybody was hype off of Jinbei coming back. Everyone is making the move, just making their way to Kaido's island. You know?
Basically. And then we get to learn that Kaido's son is gonna be attending some sort of party. That they're having like this big old like it's a big old banquet. There's the victory over the Nine Scabbard and their little plan. Oh, so they dealt. And the Flying Six or the Topo Roppongi.
Yeah.
They're in effect.
Yes.
And then we get to 978 where we see who are the Flying Six. I like to say the Flying Six better.
Flying Six is definitely a litter term.
That was fire, bro. Like, we see my man X Drake, aka
yes,
Drizzy.
X Drake in the cutscene.
What else, bro? I don't even see Kaido's son, bro. Cause yeah. I'm looking at the Flying Six.
Oh, they still got us in suspense, bro. He still got us in suspense, kid.
Yo, which one of these niggas could be the Flying Six, though? I mean, be the older. What's his name? Older son. I mean, older son. Kaido's son. I'm bugging. Nah, for real, I'm really looking at the
screen.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, like, which one of these mother effers could be Kaido's son? What you think? Or you think it's gonna be some whole nother?
It's gonna be somebody else. It ain't none of these people.
It's gonna be somebody.
You know what I think though? I dead ass think that they know that X Drake is working as a spy, and Kaido gonna bring that shit up.
Yo, that'll be funny.
I know he probably might do that shit. I'm going to call that a prediction. But, yeah, how do we feel about the last two chapters of the One Piece? Jinbei's return, and we see, you know, all of the Animal Kingdom pirates, the Toriropi.
All I know is Sasuke. Bro, that last chapter. All right, let's go on 970. It was something I wanted to say about 977, and then we could talk about 978. The introduction to the Flying Six, right? Mm-hmm. Jinbei's back. It wasn't really. It was. Just, I just like this. The sense that it was the unity between the pirates. How, what's this guy? Hiyogoro of the Flowers. Just, you could talk about Full Power Shishi Leon, aka Captain of the Dog Star Musketeers. Mm-hmm. Niggas stepped it up. They're like, I'm gonna take charge of the links. My son, like, I'm gonna take charge of the rest of the samurai and the yakuza, and they're ready to go on this plan. There's other aspects that I like about the plan, how they execute him. They know that this is a suicide mission.
Facts.
They know that niggas is not coming out of here alive. So in the beginning, oh, my fault. Before I get to that, they're heading towards the island that Kaido is on, the Onigashiri. Or whatever. How you say that? Onigashima?
Yeah, Onigashima.
Onigashima. They're greeted by a bunch of underlings from Kaido's, the Beast Pirates.
Yeah.
That last page 9 to page like 10, 9 and 10, Luffy slapping the shit out the pirate, the Beast Pirate, Jinbei, hitting him with the Fishman Karate. My man,
Brooks.
Kinemon is like, whoa! Like, I ain't even know niggas. Nigga over here slapping the shit out of motherfuckers. Boom! Fishman Karate, fish stick, whore!
Man, them taking all necessary action. But you know, this is what, this Yo, is what Zoro, the Straw Hats do. But OG, I think this is what you meant. But Usopp best. Is always hiding.
Nah, I want to get to that, bro. I definitely want to get to that.
No character development.
Nami, Swag, I mean, not Nami. Robin swagging with the new move, Giant Foot Attack. And my son Sanji just minding his business, smoking that good cigarette. And he got the black gloves. Shout out. Yo, round of applause for black gloves, Sanji. Nobody noticed. My nigga got black gloves now. You feel me? Now he really look like he's CPO, CP9. And then we can get back to no character development. My format. Now you saying, yeah.
Yeah, just like we was just going on a little theory the other day, how certain people, how a lot of, there's no character development in One Piece. None.
Don't say that, bro, because
don't say that.
I look, right? And I definitely got school character development. Was when Zoro, I said it, it was an opinion, and I agree with it that it didn't have any character development, because from what I thought character development was. But I brought up my horizon. I got schooled by somebody online. I'm not gonna say no names, there's no free promo. Zoro received character development. He went to be the greatest swordsman that ever lived. Character development was him losing to Mihawk, preparing, willing to die for his honor instead of living or trying to live another day to becoming and reaching his goal. Character development stay with Zoro. With Zoro going to the same person that defeated him, asking for help to teach him as character development, as growth. Character development, because he's such a hard-headed, stubborn. Character development, Zoro taking all the pain for Luffy instead of trying to become the greatest swordsman and stay living. Mm. You got it. It's to me, it's weak. But I hear you. I hear you. Like, he's okay, I get you.
It don't really sound that convincing, bro.
Or maybe it's just a character that's doing what a character is written to do. So in these situations, he's most likely to do these things because this is how the character is. But cool, bro. Going back to they at the Tory gate now, and it's getting crazy. Mm. They ready. Kinemon, when we jump to 978, everybody getting lit. Kinemon has the power to change people's outfits.
Yeah.
Am I bugging? Like, did you?
Nah, because truth be told, I asked my coworker about it, the same thing. He was like, they definitely had a scene where they showed the power that he was able to change robes or something at one time.
They did.
They might have. I didn't know. I don't remember it because there's so many chapters to reread.
I gotta look that up, bro. Because I was like, yo, this is beyond me. You ain't never changed his clothes in my life, bro. Me watching this shit, nigga. You a whole new nigga.
You gotta say, like, One Piece and Bleach is like the only two anime shows that really they change their clothing. Like, people wear the same shit, school uniforms every day type shit. Nobody don't be really different.
Okay, now we are on Onigashiri. We hit to the spread of page 5 and 4, right?
Yeah.
Whose sword is that? Who the fuck did Kaido kill? Or what the fuck was Cyber Battle? What being would need such a sword like this? And don't say them giants.
It have to be, because didn't you see the giant at the end of the team and Drake's team?
Bloody Mary ain't big. Bloody Mary is big as that sword. Like, if she had that sword, bro, like, she would be on some Ichigo shit. So I doubt she would use a sword that's as big as her.
Fuck it.
We'll see, bro.
It could be her. Could be Kaido. Could be a giant. Could be Big Mom. Big Mom look like she capable of handling that shit. No fuss, no fight.
Big Mom is big, but she not that big. I'm telling you, like, all them chicks is big as this sword. Kaido, all that, it is big as that.
Think about it. What kind of strength do you need to use to move a sword that big?
Yo, real talk, I think it is some giant shit, but it was like some Ultra giant. Like, there was like giants of giants. Nigga, like big OG giants.
Yeah.
Alright, so they land on Onigashimi. Let's just wrap this shit up. Because I don't really got no predictions and nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
We already got to the good part. It's like, he's changing clothes.
The part that I wanted to make out, that I wanted to point out was that on page 7, on 978, it shows that, like, you know what I'm saying, the type of timing the samurai is on. They're on the timing, like, they're sinking the ships regardless if they knock them out with the sleeping pot or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Even Kinemon is saying, we sink them before we go on this mission. We don't need no return ships.
And it really shows, like, the determination, like, they do or die. This is what it is. Like, if we don't come back, fuck it. I'm not trying to live, to be honest. I'm just trying to kill this nigga Kaido. Facts. Everybody's on the same wave.
Facts.
Then we get to the Flying Six. Niggas is like, yo. Niggas, we not sinking the Sunny, though.
Hell no.
Oh, God.
Then we have everybody changing into their costume. Kinemon is just making them change, making them go. Everybody's in uniform.
Luffy looking like a real beast pirate.
Queen is just having a fucking party and the host of his fucking life right now.
He is the host.
Funky Oni. Okay, Onigashima. Have the waiters, the pleasures, the gifters, the headliners. Real fruit.
I don't know, bro.
What's up? Look at this snake ass nigga Orochi. Just bitch ass nigga.
It's like, I wanted to know who Kaido's son was, bro. Like, real talk.
Oda will tell us soon enough.
Like, I could have held down the Flying Six. It wasn't that serious,
bro.
I didn't really need to know who the fuck they was.
Long story short, how do we feel about the chapter? Was it flame or was it?
977 was flame because Jinbei came back. 978, I wanted to see this Kaido. I wanted to see Kaido's son. It was me. I wanted to see Kaido's son. It was me. And the fact that Kinemon just pulled that shit out of his eyes, this nigga just. Yo, I'm about to go look this shit up. When did you ever do this, nigga? When was you ever like this? Like, for real.
Bro.
When was you ever like this? You not like this.
Yeah, so going on to Demon Slayer.
Oh yeah, my man Tanjiro is back.
Bro, chapters.
Muzan is a sore loser.
Bro, my nigga Hardbody. First off, chapter 202 was Flame Heat because we see Muzan not dying over Kaoten completely. He's returning. He's like injected himself into Tanjiro's body. He's a demon now.
Or he tried.
Or attempted, yeah.
I mean, yeah, at first he tried to get into Tanjiro. Tanjiro took it a couple people. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nezuko ended up returning back human form on the battle scene. She's trying to withhold him like while he's go ahead and releasing all of his rage.
Yeah.
Making him please stop from what he's doing.
And only Nezuko can do that, to be honest.
And he's not attacking her.
He was attacking everybody else, bro, and not attacking her.
Yo,
he stick to the script like lint on denim. I'm saying if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them, my nigga. I'm telling you.
Like, then you got to shout out the butterfly pillar, flowing breathing technique, the vermilion eye, the technique that helped Tanjiro realize that he was stopped in his tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Understand.
Yes, bro.
Understand the fucking will.
Bro.
Of the fucking pillars, bro.
Chapter 202 was flame and
determination.
Heat.
Determination.
Flame and heat, bro.
Niggas then got one arm, one leg, trying to fight Tanjiro.
Bro. Already on the death of survival. And then, like, Inosuke and my son, Zenitsu.
Zenitsu wasn't having it.
Bro. He got knocked over.
Like, he was waiting, because he was, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of your brother was cock blocking, like. Oh, this nigga demon, I kill this nigga. Fuck it. One suicide.
Funny how he tried to go ahead in this chapter and say that Nezuko, his wife, Nezuko looking like at him like, huh?
Nezuko like, what? Listen, nigga, I ain't no demon no more. I can talk. I don't let that shit in my mouth. And let me tell you something. Whatever you thought this was, it ain't what it is. It ain't what you thought this was, and it ain't what it is. This ain't that, and that ain't this.
All right. Jay, the only thing I didn't like about this chapter, chapter 203 of Demon Slayer was just kind of a little bit mini because... Muzan is dead, right?
Correct.
Physically. We don't need to see Muzan anymore in the subconsciousness, Tanjiro fighting him and going through this already. He defeated him already.
Correct.
Like, why are we still seeing pictures of Muzan, Muzan cells coming out, Muzan, like, just coming and trying to hold Tanjiro down, like, and we already know, like, when the hands is behind his back, what the end result is going to be. So look at that screenshot on page, that page on 8, man. Hands up, dear him and now.
That like, nigga don't want no smoke.
Bro.
Nigga moves on, a.k.a. Michael Jackson, a.k.a. Neverland. A.k.a. Why I gotta wait more days, 12 more days for August Neverland to drop? But I might even want to, let's stay on Demon Slayer.
Oh shit. Yo, no funny shit. I was thinking, like, when I was reading, I was like, yo, I'm missing something. I'm missing something to read. There was no promise? Oh no, I'm getting in the ass about that. Hold on, give me one second. Let me finish up on this. So we see Muzan pathetically trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, Tanjiro. Wait, Tanjiro, please wait. You must carry on my will and desires. You know, you're the chosen one. You could be perfect, the ultimate living creature.
Like, no, Michael Jackson.
No, man.
Tricks are for kids. Like, you a fucking adult.
Don't go, don't leave me here. My man's regained consciousness, coming back to life. Nezuko is able to speak, saying he's sorry, realizing that everything is cool. And we know that Muzan is fully dead now and it's over because even Tamayo, Lady Tamayo's demon son, he's still alive and the sun is up, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So everybody's cured now, it's over. But another chapter is hitting May 10, Jay. How are we feeling about Demon Slayer? Is it about to wrap up its ending? Is it about to come to a close?
Yeah. In the works. Demon Slayer is no more. After this is done.
Shit.
Demon Slayer is an announced that is done. It's no more. After this is done. No more. No. And I told niggas, I was like, it's nothing else. If they would allow Muzan to take Tanjiro's body, that would have been a crazy ass storyline for the chapter 2. But
well, it had a nice
Demon
one.
Slayer was the only new manga that came out that beat One Piece and manga sales, and they done. They was like, yo, I came in the game, I beat One Piece this year, and I'm out. That's it.
Bro, crazy enough, it's flaming heat in the chapter still. I still say the chapter's kind of mid, though. It's borderline for me. But overall, Demon Slayer
mid, nigga. This shit is platinum. This chapter was star platinum. This chapter was fucking gold platinum, bro.
I wasn't feeling it.
You know why? And this shit was diamond. You know why?
Tell me, please.
Because they killed this nigga Muzai, and I don't gotta watch this motherfucking RPG big boss battle fight no more, bro. This shit lasted like 20 goddamn chapters. I'm done. Great. It was good. It was a masterpiece, bro. It ended well. And when the new anime come out, when it drops, and they get to the part where they defeat Muzan and stuff of that nature, it's gonna be fire, bro. This was a short and concise one season, or just yeah, like four seasons, good 4 or 5 season anime. But manga wise, it was great, bro.
I don't even see 4 or 5 seasons in an anime, bro.
No, I'm saying it's gonna be.
The only thing I could see possibly like 1 or 2 more seasons, because when they come out with the movie of what happened on the train and the Fame Pillar dying, like that's gonna be its own little summary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so after that,
so you're saying like 3?
I say probably about like another 2 seasons if they want to stretch it that long. But I don't even.
So it was a good 4 season manga wise. It was a good how many chapters?
It's a good 203.
It was a good 203, bro. And they not trying to go crazy. They're not ruining it. They're not trying to over-franchise.
Once it's good story, it's
oversaturated.
And this is what I feel like, too, as a critic. Like, you have to respect when the story ends. Regardless of how it ends, if the authors and writers have decided to go with it, if the story made sense to you and everything played out visually-wise, then what job will do?
What the fuck do you want? The girl is back. Tanjiro beat the shit out of Muzan, and everybody died for a reason. They died for a good cause. What do you want? It's a happy ending. So if you're a Demon Slayer fan, real talk, and you're not happy, bro, yo, go beat your meat or something. Or go drink bleach. Cause like at the end of the day, bro, it's like this was a good story, bro, and this was the kick. This the new gen that came out and defeated One Piece and manga sales for this year, bro. For what was it, 2019 or 2020? In 2019, going into 2020, it was 2020. They whipped them. Now 2019 going into 2020, they whipped them. Last quarter told everything.
Well, I got a new, like, you know, even though Demon Slayer is coming to its end, you know, there's still a lot of other shonen, like, to read that we still don't discuss. So I'm like, I'm kind of happy that this ended so that we can discuss something new.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Jay. Jujutsu Kaisen is gonna be definitely the next thing we're gonna
then
be talking
about.
Then
when that anime drops, it's gonna be a problem, bro. But to be honest though, Jujutsu Kaisen is not. It has like its own cult following.
Yeah.
But it's not making noise. It's still sticking up there in the shonen table of contents.
But it ain't really speaking out to the reasons.
It's not making noise, bro.
Copy. Urgent.
Especially ever since Bleach came out. Bleach came out, the announcement. Then you had the announcement that Berserk came back. Berserk was fired. New chapter that dropped. And
have new out releases. Outstart.
Out is a cult. Like, if you, like, for real, like, in a manga society, delinquent manga is, like, a quiet taste, bro. Like, it's like a cult.
Facts, though. I like, you gotta have an acquired taste for it, but there were also great godlike mangas like that. Great Teacher Onizuku, GTO.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. I've been watching GTO,
bro,
and I've been dying.
Onizuka in his moments is the funniest shit ever, son. And it's crazy because in a time like this, this is what the people need, or what the youth need. Because with them being isolated in their cribs, they don't have nobody to like listen to. Everybody got to be at home. But you know, people are still on the street.
These kids, I mean, they're not into like great. Like, first of all, the artwork. They need flashy artwork. GTO is hilarious as jokes, but
just comedy
is not there.
Yeah.
It's really not there.
Artwise, it ain't there, but
there's a lot of 90s, like early 80s animes that's way better drawn than GTO. But that wasn't GTO's
Initial
plan.
D.
One of the first to bring out the CGI mixing with the drawing. But GTO, that wasn't his aim. His aim wasn't to have the greatest art. The aim of the show was for comedy. Bare inappropriate lewd comedy. Bare inappropriate. This shit is wild inappropriate.
Yo, so
alright, so let me wrap up the My Hero and the Black Clovers for all my niggas that be catching up.
Yeah.
Shout out Horikoshi, Godichi, Shirai. Like I said with the My Hero Academy, Merkel is fucked up. They finally reached the lab where Shigaraki is. My son, President Mike, finally got his one-ups. punch the shit out the good doctor because he took his mans. That's their mans. Hopefully, and it's a lot of theories going on. I wish I had somebody that watched My Hero Academy with me. But for all my niggas that watch it, it's a theory going on that, what's his name? Kukugiri? Mm-hmm. The shadow quirk nigga.
Yeah. Toko Yamarama-san?
Nah, you don't know. He's his present Mike's and Eraserhead's friend.
Okay.
When he was young, he died. All for one took his body and then made Kukugiri, which is the quirk that allows niggas to pass through like time and space. He has like this black mist, and you can step into the black mist, mm-hmm. and then you can go to another spot. You can teleport you. Mm-hmm. Long story short, they man's in that body. They broke it down. They finally got him in a holding cell, interrogating him, and then they realized that was their friend. Mm-hmm. So Eerie, she has the quirk. Once you get up there, like, she amplifies or she returns people back to their normal self. So, mm-hmm. like, any structure, any being or anything that was, like, torn or whatever, she can bring them back to health or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're saying that they're going to use Eerie to bring back their friend and return to his original state, which is Loud Cloud. But it was fire. Like, My Hero Academy was just fire. And Devon hitting niggas with the flaming punch. The little relationship between Deva and Merkel. Deva is basically like big homie. You could tell Merkel, she's like a rough, tough, ragtag type chick, but she still admires Deva. And Deva's really showing real leadership on the battlefield right now. Definitely want to see what's going on with Hulk and my man Dobby, because that shit is crazy. What's good, nigga? And yeah, that's basically it. I want to see what the fuck is going on. We need to know what the fuck Deku and Bakugo are doing and how they gonna integrate into this whole fiasco. But it was fire. I give it fire. It was Horikoshi Bahemi was straight fire since before the quarantine, bro. Like, I've been in tune. Black Clover, Yami had to put the beats on Dante. Niggas was not ready. Y'all told niggas Yami's not sweet. You learn that with Yami's power and what's the guy's name? Williams Revenge? Whatever, the Golden Dawn captain. Mm-hmm. The Dark Triad needs their two magics. Their two type of magics. Because Yami has dark space and time magic. William, he has the power to, like, it's like a tree. Mm-hmm. And it's like a tree of life, and the tree branches will bring the characters to life, whatever, whenever time they die, whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll heal them or whatnot. He needs those two powers to create this ultimate, like, weapon. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's, like, hunting down these great arcane mages. That's specifically why they came to Golden Dawn, the Golden Dawn that they ass ate. Shit. And that's why the Dante came to Black Bull and Dante guys asked A2 because Yami was not the one. Then they fast forward to the Heart Kingdom where the Spade Kingdom is invading. Mm-hmm. Lucky right now is facing one of the lackeys. He learns the rune magic where it's like basically taking your magic to the next level by giving it commands. So he learns the true lightning technique. It's not just he's using magic lightning, he's using actual natural nature's energy. Lightning mm-hmm. boosts his power to this foe that he couldn't defeat. He remembered that he had trained in rune magic. He does the ultimate lightning spear. He pierces the nigga heart and he wins. Black Clover's right now is on point. Lucky is my man's. I'm glad that he finally started, you know, like they gave him some more character development, because in the battle shonen, only way you can develop is to get a power.
And like Lucky have to, like, he got that lust, that thrill kill, you know what I'm saying? Always looking for the strongest opponent, always looking for the best fight.
You remind me a little bit like, you remind me of Killua and Gon at the same time.
I was gonna say Killua and Guts, because you gotta have that thrill to, like,
but Guts don't got the thrill. Guts is angry.
Nah, was there somebody in Berserk, like, I'm bugging, like, there wasn't somebody who got a thrill out of killing people, like, for the fun of it?
All the villains they ever fought. To be honest, once a nigga become an apostle, it's like, it's a whole different situation. All right. Then we but it was fire. Jumping now we're gonna jump to the next title. What we at? Dr. Stone?
Yeah, bro. Dr. Stone was heat. The last two chapters, give me a second, let me just get to it. Chapter 147 was just basically showing them of getting booze and reaching America finally.
Yeah, now she's finally stopped making them. Yo, shout out Francois.
Yeah, Chef Francois is the goat.
You feel me? She over there making them drinks, personal drinks for everybody. Now she finally put some liquor. She was just front. She wanted to get what's her name drunk. She wanted to get Matsuki drunk. I ain't even gonna hold you. Because he the only nigga that got actual liquor in his shit. Like, she was making virgin drinks the whole time. She trying to lace him. She trying to get that nigga drunk, saucy. She gonna take advantage of that nigga. That nigga, like, he a good fighter, but he don't know how to act around girls and shit. He gonna freeze up. She gonna grab his dangling. He gonna be like, stop. But, that shit was fire. What else happened?
Yeah, they was going through the hard time with the hard storm, so they was trying to find the direction of which way to go to avoid the storm out of the best way. And they found the glass stone to sell it. What is it called?
The sunstone, where they can find out where the sun is at all points. Shout out Chrome for even realizing
Chrome, about Chrome came through.
Chrome is the man. Definitely
didn't know anything. Calisite, bro.
That's the Calisite, yeah. So then they got the sunstone. Now they got a little GPS going on.
I love the illustration on chapter 147, page 16 and 17. You definitely see, you know, the crash waves of the ship and going through the hard trials before they definitely going to the destination.
Bro, the Poseidon or the Sunny?
Nigga, design. The Sunny.
Design wise, you think the Sunny look better than Poseidon?
No, I'm talking effects wise.
Oh, designer. Effects wise, bro. I'm in a war, nigga. I want the Sunny.
I mean, yes.
Hell yeah.
The fuck, the Sunny's where I'm going, nigga.
But I'm saying, if you could put the weapons from the Sunny on that design, that should be lit. Poseidon is lit, nigga.
Poseidon is just up and coming. Poseidon is just in the early stages sketch.
Yo, I ain't even gonna hold you. If it was a race, though, Sunny blow that nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a wrap. Oh, I need some Coke. What you got, Pepsi or Coke? put that shit on my shit, nigga. We out.
So, yeah, that was the sum up for chapter 147, making it to the American continent. Chapter 148, they finally reached the new land.
We looking for corn.
Looking for corn, looking for meat now because they are finally able to get it. What they going for? Gator burgers?
Are you in Florida?
Nah, they is that good old San Fran. That Cali lifestyle, you know.
Oh, so you know what's going down, right?
Oh, yeah. The mightiest of hunters have arrived and unified, training up on the voyage for so long, coming in finding that meat that Chef Francois gonna grill up.
You know why they hungry, though, right?
Yeah, they need that protein.
Nah, niggas in Cali, nigga, they done found some weed.
Nah.
Niggas got that Cali weed, nigga.
Boy, nah, OG. I'm gonna give it to you, because if there's any kind of reference to like that in these next two, three chapters to come, like, I give it to you, kid. You call that prediction out, because these writers, they got a way.
I mean, we in San Francisco, baby. But you know, Chef Francois, she got the meat on the grill, getting it cracking. Niggas found some corn.
Yeah, the alligator swallowed it whole. And Senku realizes that they just made it in on time for the season to be harvested. So,
alligators in San Francisco. Who would have thought?
Alligators and corn, bro. Alligators.
Corn, aight. But alligators?
Alligators in the corn.
Like, how do motherfuckers migrate from motherfucking Florida and Missouri?
Niggas migrated from Japan to the USA.
I'm talking about the fucking alligators.
Times have changed in the 1,000 years that everything been petrified, bro. Shit washed the soil of certain bitties is submerged under sea.
Motherfuckers hungry. There's like, ain't no birds in this motherfucker.
Nigga was like, it's y'all or us? They looking at them like me. Gator's looking at them back like me. But yeah, it was alright. But I give it platinum because new adventures, new team, everybody discovering new things.
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How long you think it's gonna take for them to get to the moon?
Boy.
No, fuck it. How long you think it's gonna take them to finish the spaceship? No, let's fuck it. How long you think it's gonna take for them to start the spaceship?
Well, the way I see it, you gotta have three continents revived. So that's the whole of the USA, You gotta have the Europeans in there and the Russians.
So you're basically saying is we gonna get two more volumes?
With the way Corona playing out, we never know.
I think it's gonna take them like at least two more volumes, bro.
Bro, they're not the OJ. First off, like this is the thing about Dr. Stone too. Dr. Stone has a lot of directions that it can choose to take a route for a good story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The good story, any which way you take it, is an interesting route because one, Senku and the gang always gotta work hard to get the materials acquired for it. It ain't no easy 1, 2, 3. Then you got the villains that possibly might be against the whole Waven Nation, and if they come with people and goons, like, or if they're strong enough to take out even the strongest, like, it's over. But then you got Revival Fluid and other cheat shit, so it can drag something. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was that. What I really am tired about is no new Promised Neverland.
Yo, I mean, Promised Neverland was hitting us, hitting us a straight heat. Promised Neverland is one of the most slept on mangas that's out right now. Like, really slept. Bro. Like, JJK is lit, but Promise Never Lit?
Talk about returning home to Phil, Jay. Returning home to Phil after all of the bullshit is said and done. Ratchet couldn't find a way out. Ratchet offed himself. The townspeople got the Duke in there, and everybody, he showed the townspeople that the evil blood in ain't evil.
Nigga said, hell the King Duke. He was like, hold on.
High priest?
No, I ain't no high priest type nigga.
The high priest come and make his entrance back too.
Nigga said, I ain't no king type nigga. I'm trying to chill, but you know my little brother, Sung Jung, you know, I think he fit. Nigga was like, thank you, big bro. But that shit was lit.
Bro,
I give it some fly.
I'm not say even gonna lie to
most
you.
Most slept on, bro. Nobody, because it's not no cheesy alien shit. It's not no cheesy powers. It's not nothing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what Promised Neverland will forever give you is suspense.
For real. Because plot armor Emma is the greatest character. Emma can't have none of her friends die. Emma always wants to get her way. Optimism. Or take the best way, an optional way. You know what I'm saying? For everyone's safety.
The amount of accolades Emma achieved throughout this whole series is remarkable. For a person with no powers, she has no powers.
It's just willpower and
an AK and a semi-automatic
that she never shoots. That she never busts off.
She don't need to. She got a whole bunch of child soldiers.
This is what gets me tight about this shit.
You walking around leather Chelsea boots.
You walking around with the Goonies in the squad, and you're not gonna pop off the AK.
She got 12-year-old niggas with AKs. Teach them how to load a gun.
Boy,
clean and shit.
Everybody lit except for her with the use of a rifle.
She the bull. She don't gotta do it.
That's right.
And don't get it twisted.
Because this is all excellent storytelling. Emma let off on
the Duke and Goldie Pawn. This is all about.
This is all excellent storytelling. She didn't kill nobody.
But she let off though.
Let off what? A shot?
She let off a couple shots, nigga. You forgot that fight with Goldie Pawn?
It would.
And they was fighting the Duke. Yo, Emma was going all, nigga. She was like, everybody getting me. Bill got nothing. Right. Nigga, she was out here wilding.
Well, going on to the last one for now, Chainsaw Man.
Surprisingly, I was very excited to watch some goddamn Chainsaw Man. Cause
bro, chapter 66 and chapter 67 came with the heat.
I gave up. Like literally, at one point for a good month, I gave up on Chainsaw Man after that baby shark NATO.
That shit was that like, baby shark NATO fight. Oh, bomb devil fight.
Bomb Devil Fight was lit.
Bomb Devil Fight was nothing compared to what is going on right now. Boy.
Dog Devil.
Germany Santa Claus.
Germanese.
Taking niggas to hell.
Stone Devil.
Makama coming into hell. Taking niggas back to reality.
No, break this down. So so who sent them to the alternate reality?
I feel like Germany Santa Claus had like the contract under willpower and like the hunter and him made a deal.
Which hunter is this? The Stone Devil.
The one that has like this able to regenerate with the doll powers now. Because in a sense, when she spoke, remember when she took the thing that the piece of the Dark Devil's fruit.
Yeah.
Of his skin. Ate a piece of his flesh and she was able to acquire the power. How was she able to get that? She had to make the sacrifice.
Who? Makamu?
No. The girl who... Remember the girl who had the man who was killed Denji?
The girl with...
The girl who was training... And was teaching him how to become a devil hunter. He was like, if you do all of this work for me, you will become a devil hunter after this.
Okay.
I will teach you how to become a devil hunter.
So, you think Eyepatch Girl... Eyepatch Girl don't got nothing to do with this.
Lady Kwanzi?
Lady Kwanzi.
Lady Kwanzi is after something. Or, for but right now...
But she's not in, like, that hidden... Like that alliance that they got
right not with that alliance. But what it seems like is like she's in her own, she's doing her own thing. But when she realizes that shit is getting real, she's gonna pull out her power as the Azen Hulk.
What I like too about the chapter is like what I real we got to find out that Makoma can take control of a lower form animals. Yeah. And like use their ears to hear things, and talk to them.
Yeah.
That's kind of fire.
Bro,
but I'm trying to figure out what's her real like
power. What is her overall motive? Like, what does she want? Why are we reading these chapters to like figure out what is it you're seeking?
So safe to say she has a deal with the devil.
She has Denji under wraps, under her control, because he's gonna do anything she say. She gave him her blood, and now he's hooked on it.
I think she knows that he is the key to defeating the Gun Devil. But what is it about this nigga?
But the Gun Devil is not even being mentioned, bro. And he, like, they're making a... They made it seem like this devil is a bigger deal than any old mere Gun Devil. So the Gun Devil apparently maybe not be all that.
Makoma is in... I'm taking you back. Makoma is in everybody's in the alternate reality. Different dimension.
Yeah.
She goes, Hell Devil, I want to make a contract or something with you. Can you take us out of this? Can you transport us out of this dimension?
She had to like sacrifice using breaking her hands and shit.
What was that about?
The devil that she has a contract with.
So she has a contract with the Hell Devil.
I don't know.
Because she said, Hell Devil, I'm asking you, yada, yada, yada. So I'm trying to figure out, does she have multiple contracts?
She might, because there's people in there who do. Everybody got contracts under somebody, but it all depends on like
multiple with two, like so multiple devils or one human. That's crazy. So you give him another eye, then you give him another some arms. Like, what did she have to give up? Cause like she looked perfectly normal. Was it life like Aki?
I don't even know, son. That's the crazy part about it. They're not telling you, and there's no little hints to like reveal it.
I'm a fan of shit, nigga.
No little hints to like really go off. But as far as action-wise and, like, comedy, bro, like, I gotta give it to Chainsaw on this one. It's, like, not even no comedy.
But they got real serious,
bro. Man. This shit got real serious. Talking about Lady Kwanzi transformation, like, head falling off, going, like, one of her bitches is going into, like, her eye patch, lifts up her eye patch, pulls out a spear.
What you gonna do when the anime drop, bro?
Bro, what I'm gonna do when the anime drop? I'm gonna post that shit on my Twitter.
I don't even think niggas is ready for that, bro.
Bro, niggas is not ready for that because I want to see how good they're going to do or how dumb they're going to fuck it up because there's either two things you can do. No funny shit. It's not like Chainsaw is a hard animation to make. You know the story is just the artwork. How much detail are you really willing to put in the artwork to
make it sell, bro? Because if they do that Seven Deadly Sins, bro, I'm not with it, bro. Even the early Black Clover was asked. So, I hopefully, but it's money, bro. Because at the end of the day, is Chainsaw Man really generating?
Coming out with new chapters isn't dropping the heat, so...
But then again, where the fuck... Goji found the budget for Demon Slayer? Because Demon Slayer, when the manga dropped, it was, like, cool, but it wasn't, like, a craze. But when the anime dropped, everybody started jumping on the manga.
Everybody started jumping on the manga when they realized that they only went up to the first season. And then when they hit the first season,
but the animation, and Demon Slayer is the whole reason why the manga sellers jump. I get you're right, but because of the animation, I'm saying like, and to have good animation, you need great. You need a good budget. You need a great budget. But where the fuck is niggas getting this money? Goji, I think he may deal with a motherfucking financial devil, Chase devil, J.P. Morgan devil. But what the fuck is my man's gonna do to get this money, bro? Because if the money not good, this shit gonna be trash, bro. And nobody's gonna care, bro. It's gonna be off of nothing. Like, I always say, like, if you wanna come out with an anime for your manga, drop bread, bro. Because if them graphics ain't hitting, no, these motherfuckers and these new niggas don't appreciate story and shit. Niggas wanna see, when they, especially anime only niggas, they want graphics, bro.
Yeah, I can agree.
Like, some of the titles like Fate State.
Look how long.
Mob Psycho.
Give you an example. In DBZ, look how long. Or Dragon Ball Super, look how long we had to wait until Goku hit Ultra Instinct. And then when they finally is in tournament and he's displaying it for the first time, all we want to see him do is go into the fucking state again. And then I like how they did it because they didn't overly drag it.
Even with Dragon Ball Z, bro, they drag everything, bro. But, bro, with Super Drop and Kai going into Super. Them transformations was beautiful. Even the Dragon Ball Broly movie.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah.
The coloring when he was turning the green flash with the purple flashing. It was beautiful. And it just goes to show you, great animation could make niggas forget that you have a sucky ass storyline. Or no character development in your plot. Or just no overlying any story.
So to wrap up this chapter, this chainsaw, man, because I see we're going a little off. Kwanzi is just going through her transformation. She's going like, nah, you literally got to respect what she fucking did. After her bitch pulls out the fucking spear, dolls pile up on top of her. Her head drops. She just automatically just send niggas flying. Left, right, left, right. Spears coming at niggas, taking niggas off, killing niggas left, right. Then you got Denji going off, and he was like,
so Lady Kwanzi is a spear devil.
It's, you could say that, or she's the basically the first human to become a devil hunter.
Jesus Christ.
The first human who was well known as the first devil hunter. And like the pages illustrated, son, even on pages like 17, go ahead to meet the bitch, because she was like telling Denji, it's pointless to take out the dolls if we don't take out the person who's like the leader.
So we obviously, so we know now Lady Kwanzi and her crew has nothing to do with the Secret Alliance.
No.
And it's dope to see the Spear Devil and the Chainsaw Devil back to back.
Yeah, because you know the jaws and the teeth, the relations, the similarities.
It's like all them type devils look the same, bro. Is it got something to do with a blade? Them niggas got that head, like the head gotta have a blade on it. All type of shit.
You gotta kill in a magnificent way. Put it that way. If your kill ain't elite, then you can't be even brought up.
The hand to hand combat between Lady Kwanzi and the OG Devil Hunter, then with the Squid Devil.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fire.
Yeah, it is.
Cause that, they do it right, it's gonna be fire.
I'm gonna try, cause I'm trying to see if like they're really gonna go heavy on the betrayal part, but I don't know. But even still, Kwanzi's just even approaching the door devil while he's at Denji, like, yo, 1 minute she with me, they're like, alright, watch my back. He was like, yo, whoa, you're gone. Spear's flying. Go hit her, regenerating. I didn't anticipate you joining us. It's an honor to meet the human who's known as the first human devil. Still, ringing it rain. Forming back together again. Then she's just figuring out the way to go against this nigga. Is just to make the dolls that are already dolls human, semi-human again, but still be under control. So Denji's like, come on, this is the move that super evil villains use. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are you really gonna kill the innocent humans? Yes, nigga, you are.
I mean, honestly, to be honest, that's what we've been doing this whole series. Like, we're gonna kill innocent humans.
Boy,
the devils don't give a fuck.
That's sad. But yeah, I give the chapter heat.
That whole story just turned left.
It just went in a good way. Flip, bro.
In a good way. I was honestly tired of
Chainsaw Man elevated.
I was tired of the dick thinking with my penis, Denji.
Trying to always bag a bitch and go get my heart.
That bomb devil shit, bro. It was fire, but you know, that whole relationship with him and the bomb devil, then him actually waiting at that restaurant.
How many seasons do you think they can get out of this movie?
A good three. A good three. I feel like once the anime drop, it's gonna have the Demon Slayer effect.
Word.
I can't hold you. But I'm tired of, I'm honestly tired of Denji's comedy, bro.
So then there's another question that I have to ask you relating to Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Demon Slayer's manga ending is gonna affect the animation dropping sales? Because if the story is already ended and we know how the
anime
story
is. Anime onlys, bro. Anime onlys. Remember, niggas don't give a fuck about manga, bro. Niggas will not read. Niggas, you could put a gun to a nigga's head, bro. They not reading manga, bro. They only will watch anime, bro. And the way that anime was well received, no, niggas is waiting. They will wait. Exactly. But, yo, you already know, Quarantine Podcast, your boy Wave Radio. Thanks for coming out, everybody. We're going to be hitting you with more heat. Sorry, we've been out, you know, for a little minute. Things got kind of hectic, you know, all that bat flu going around. But stay safe, keep your mask on, keep them gloves on. And, yo, read manga, bro. That's all we do. You know the vibes. I'm here, my man.
Imperial, you know, Lambo-san. I ain't even...
Underscore,
you know what I mean? 7 day, yeah. But, yes, people, take precaution, stay safe. Stack up on your essential goods. Essential workers have accessibility to skip over huge lines, I'm hearing. So all you need to do is bring your work ID and show it to wherever you're trying to go. Give you an example, BJ's, grocery market. Supermarket. You know the vibe. But stay safe, be protected. One love, y'all.